everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're embarking on a truly fascinating journey, I think. One that takes us into the mind and life of a figure just synonymous with genius, Albert Einstein.
Right.
You know the name, you probably know that iconic wild hair, and certainly the equation E must C sweat, but, well, how deeply do you really know the man behind it all?
It's true. Our mission today, really, is to go beyond that legendary image. We want to understand what truly made Einstein Einstein.
Mm.
We'll be digging into the most important insights from Walter Isaacson's definitive biography, Einstein, His Life and Universe. And, you know, this isn't just a science book.
No, definitely not.
It's really a profound narrative. It reveals how his personality, his rebellious nature, his just profound curiosity, and even his personal struggles were just as crucial to his breakthroughs as his, you know, raw scientific intellect.
Absolutely. Isaacson had this incredible access, didn't he, to Einstein's personal papers, letters nobody had seen before, archives. It gives us this remarkably intimate and, I think, balanced portrait.
It really does.
So if you're looking for a shortcut, maybe, to understanding how one of history's greatest minds operated and what lessons his incredibly complex life holds for you, well, you've definitely come to the right place. We're talking about genius, but seen through a very human lens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's unpack Isaacson's central argument then. He makes this brilliant case that Einstein's groundbreaking discoveries, they didn't just spring from pure mathematical genius. So what does he argue are the sort of essential ingredients of Einstein's genius beyond just the raw intellect?
Well, what's truly fascinating here is how Isaacson really challenges the typical view of genius, which is often, you know, oversimplified.
Right.
He vividly shows that Einstein's revolutionary thinking stemmed from this unique combination of qualities. Yes, there was immense intellect, obviously. But crucially, it was coupled with a willingness to challenge fundamental assumptions.
Things everyone else just accepted.
Exactly. Things like time, space, gravity, concepts almost everyone else just accepted as absolute truths. Isaacson shows Einstein as a profoundly visual and intuitive thinker. Someone who conducted these elaborate thought experiments right in his mind, rather than, you know, solely a mathematical one.
Oh, okay.
And this is really key, I think, to understanding how a patent clerk, someone who often struggled in those rigid academic settings, could become the most celebrated scientist of the modern era. Isaacson connects these dots beautifully, arguing that his unconventional path actually fostered his independent thought. It gave him that freedom.
That's a really powerful distinction Isaacson makes. It's not just the capacity for intellect, but the application of it. That freedom, like you said, to question everything, that defines the true genius he portrays.
Precisely.
So where does this all begin for young Albert, according to Isaacson's account? He kicks off with his unconventional childhood in Germany. We see his early questioning nature, his struggles with a rigid traditional education system that, well, really stifled his independent spirit, and that early, almost mystical fascination with invisible forces, like the magnetic feel of a compass that captivated him as a kid.
Yeah, that compass story is fantastic.
Isn't it? He even famously imagined riding alongside a beam of light as a thought experiment when he was just, what, 16?
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Isaacson argues, quite convincingly, I think, that his early disdain for the authoritarian German school system for rote learning was actually a crucial foundation.
Right.
It laid the groundwork for his lifelong skepticism towards established dogma. This nonconformity, this questioning of authority, it was brewing from a very young age.
Mm.
Later, his romance and eventual marriage to Mileva Marriage, a fellow physics student.
Mm.
That also highlights a crucial need. Isaacson identifies in Einstein this need for intellectual companionship.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, Mileva wasn't just a romantic partner. Isaacson meticulously documents this through their letters. She was a significant sounding board, even an intellectual collaborator for his early ideas,
yeah.
Especially during his most fertile period, you know?
That's fascinating. And then comes one of the most unexpected twists in the story, what Isaacson calls a blessing in disguise, the whole patent clerk period.
Yeah, right. 1902 to 1909. He's not in some prestigious university.
No, he's in the Swiss patent office. And Isaacson argues pretty convincingly that this work, while it paid the bills, was stimulating enough to keep his mind engaged, but, and this is crucial, it left him ample mental space.
Right.
Space to ponder the deepest questions of physics, really on his own terms. This is where, free from those academic pressures, magic truly happened.
Exactly. That space was key. As Isaacson shows, this period of, let's call it intellectual gestation, far from the academic pressure cooker, it proved incredibly fertile.
And what emerged from it in 1905 wasn't just significant. It was, like you described, a genuine explosion of revolutionary ideas, often called Einstein's miracle year.
Here's a 26-year-old patent clerk publishing four papers that completely revolutionized physics. I mean, these weren't just big. They were paradigm shifting.
Precisely. And Isaacson makes a really powerful point here. What's remarkable isn't just the sheer volume of these breakthroughs. It's how they demonstrate Einstein's radical independence of thought. His ability to see connections others just missed.
Yeah.
He wasn't just solving existing problems. He was creating entirely new frameworks for understanding reality. And often it was from purely conceptual reasoning.
So what were those papers? Remind us.
Okay. So first, he explained the photoelectric effect. Daringly proposed that light wasn't just a continuous wave, but these discrete energy packets, or quanta.
Which flew in the face of classical physics.
Totally. And Isaacson highlights how this became foundational for quantum theory, a perfect example of his rebellious creativity, as Isaacson puts it.
Okay.
Then he mathematically proved the existence of atoms and molecules through Brownian motion, finally providing that undeniable empirical evidence, settling debate that had raged for centuries. Wow. Okay, that's two.
And then, of course, the truly mind-bending one, special relativity. Isaacson details how Einstein just dismantled the very notions of absolute space and time, showed they are relative to an observer's motion.
With only the speed of light being constant for everyone.
Exactly. And as a short addendum, really, from this theory came the astonishing equivalence of mass and energy, E equals pi.
The famous one.
The famous one. And Isaacson emphasizes again and again that these breakthroughs largely came from pure thought experiments, from his unique philosophical questioning rather than elaborate lab work, which was just unprecedented at the time.
It's so mind-blowing that these came from pure thought, right? From his philosophical questioning and these intuitive leaps, not from complex lab experiments. It really raises an important question for you, our listener. Where are you applying pure thought and challenging assumptions in your own life or work? Isaacson continually brings us back to that power of imagination over just knowing stuff.
It's a great prompt.
So after 1905, Einstein finally gets into academia. But the biggest challenge, Isaacson argues, was still ahead. That decade-long, really arduous struggle to create the general theory of relativity. Isaacson talks about Einstein's happiest thought, that realization that gravity and acceleration are equivalent. But it wasn't easygoing. He relied heavily on his friend, the mathematician Marcel Grossman, for the incredibly complex mathematical framework needed. This wasn't a solitary climb.
No, definitely not. And Isaacson dedicates significant time to this period because it just perfectly exemplifies Einstein's persistence and actually his humility.
Yeah. How so?
Well, it was a time of immense intellectual struggle. It was filled with false starts, dead ends, moments of despair. It's really a testament to his persistence through failure, as Isaacson frames it.
Right.
And coincidentally, his personal life was also broken down during this time, leading to his divorce from Aleva. Isaacson illustrates how the profound intellectual isolation of this struggle was mirrored by personal upheaval. It shows the deeply human cost of that kind of singular focus.
Wow, that really adds another layer.
It does. Then came the dramatic confirmation of general relativity in 1919. You know, the observations during a solar eclipse proved his predictions about starlight bending.
That famous eclipse expedition.
Exactly. And this event transformed him almost overnight into a global celebrity. Maybe the world's first scientific superstar. Isaacson explores how this sudden fame brought immense pressure. Einstein really struggled to balance the constant public appearances with his private research. He often felt his public image was kind of detached from his true self.
He became a symbol.
He became a reluctant symbol, yeah. And that came with its own unique burdens and compromises. A profound loss of anonymity that he never quite recovered from, it seems.
Isaacson's portrayal really does strip away the myth, doesn't it? It shows a deeply complex individual. Personal failings, difficult relationships, very human struggles. It actually makes his eventual breakthroughs and his later moral stands even more compelling, I think. Proving true genius can emerge from complexity, not just perfection.
Absolutely. It humanizes him completely.
And as Einstein's fame grew, he became more than just a scientist. He transformed, really, into a profound moral voice, actively engaging with the huge political and social issues of his time.
Yeah.
Isaacson meticulously details how his scientific journey intertwined with his deep-seated humanity. He was a vocal advocate for pacifism, for Zionism, supporting the establishment of a Jewish homeland, and eventually a really passionate advocate for civil rights for African Americans in the U.S.
And this deeply personal side, his grappling with moral dilemmas, it truly completes the portrait Isaacson paints. It's not just the science.
Right.
For instance, his reluctant but firm support for the Allied war effort against the Nazis, culminating in that famous letter to President Roosevelt urging the U.S. to develop an atomic bomb.
Which must have been agonizing for a pacifist.
Exactly. Isaacson portrays it as a tragic, agonizing compromise of his deepest pacifist ideals. And he shows Einstein's profound regret later over the development of nuclear weapons, leading him to become this lifelong, very vocal advocate for disarmament, using his immense celebrity to speak truth to power. This period also saw his decades-long, really passionate debate with Niels Bohr over the fundamental nature of quantum mechanics.
God does not play dice.
That's the one, famously declaring, "God does not play dice with the universe." Einstein's stubbornness of conviction, as Isaacson calls it, which initially drove his greatest breakthroughs, actually became a point of scientific isolation in his later years.
Interesting.
Yeah, Isaacson shows this fascinating evolution where the same qualities that made him revolutionary also at times kept him from fully embracing the next scientific paradigm. It's a powerful lesson, really, in the double-edged sword of strong convictions.
It's truly compelling how Isaacson doesn't shy away from these contradictions, these complexities. He reveals a man whose extraordinary intellect was always somehow tethered to a profound, if sometimes conflicted, humanity. His life was this constant negotiation, wasn't it, between scientific pursuit and moral responsibility.
A constant negotiation. That's a great way to put it.
So, okay, moving beyond just the science, what are the big takeaways Isaacson wants us to grasp about Einstein's life that you, listening now, can apply to your own? One of the biggest themes, maybe the biggest, is curiosity and questioning as drivers of discovery.
Definitely.
Remember his quote, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Why? For knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution." Isaacson shows how Einstein literally never stopped asking those childlike why questions.
And connecting directly to that, Isaacson continually highlights the interconnection of science and humanity. He constantly reminds us that Einstein's scientific work was inseparable from his humanitarian values.
Mm.
His later activism for civil rights, peace, disarmament, it was a direct expression, Isaacson argues, of his gratitude for the opportunities that allowed his scientific work in the first place.
Well,
as he profoundly stated, 100 times every day, I remind myself that my inner and outer life are based on the labors of other men, and that I must exert myself in order to give the same measure as I have received. It's such a powerful call to reciprocity.
It really is. He also emphasized, and Isaacson vividly illustrates this, creativity through visual and intuitive thinking. Those famous thought experiments were absolutely key.
Can't overstate their importance.
Right. And for you listening, this maybe means embracing simplicity and clarity. Remember his other famous line? If you can't explain something simply, you probably don't understand it well enough. He believed in seeing, not just calculating.
Very true. Isaacson also highlights the courage to stand alone. Einstein's unwavering willingness to maintain unpopular positions, whether challenging scientific dogma or advocating for political ideals, often at great personal cost.
Took real guts.
It really did. And this speaks directly to the responsibility of knowledge, showing how profound expertise creates, or perhaps should create, a moral obligation to speak out on important social and ethical issues.
Mm.
He also deeply valued sounding boards, relying on trusted friends like Michel Besso to refine his radical ideas. It just illustrates that even a towering genius needs intellectual sparring partners. You don't do it all alone.
That's a great point. And finally, maybe underpinning it all, it's about persistence through failure. That decade-long struggle for general relativity, filled with errors, dead ends, profound intellectual solitude, it shows that significant paradigm-shifting achievements require sustained focus, immense fortitude, and crucially, the humility to admit and learn from mistakes.
Yeah.
Isaacson's biography makes it clear his genius wasn't just about these lightning bolts of insight, but about relentless, gritty work. It's about understanding that our character and our achievements are deeply, sometimes painfully linked.
Well said.
So this deep dive into Walter Isaacson's Einstein, his life and universe, really reveals that genius isn't some mysterious abstract quality reserved for, you know, the select few.
Not at all.
It's a tangible result, really, of specific personality traits, cultivated habits, deliberate choices, a rebellious spirit, a relentless curiosity, an unwavering imagination, and maybe most importantly, a profound sense of moral responsibility.
Indeed. Isaacson really pulls back the curtain to show us Einstein was not some demigod who effortlessly plucked cosmic secrets from the ether. He was a persistent, passionate, and yes, deeply flawed human being whose greatest strength was perhaps his refusal to stop thinking like a curious, questioning child, even into old age. His life fundamentally argues that intellectual achievement and moral responsibility are inseparable. And that's a profound and enduring legacy, I think.
It really is. So for you, maybe consider this provocative thought as we wrap up. How might you apply your own knowledge, your unique perspective, and your willingness to question assumptions to serve the broader human community, just as Einstein ultimately tried to do?
Yeah.
What fundamental truths are you willing to challenge today? And what personal integrity will you bring to that challenge?
Some big questions to ponder there. We truly hope this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective on one of history's most influential figures and maybe inspired you to embrace your own curious questioning spirit. Until next time.